ABC News, I'm John Grimes. The sounds of Christmas 1984, Pope John Paul II saying midnight mass at the Vatican.
In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti.
And thousands of pilgrims jam the birthplace of Christ, Bethlehem, for services. Peter Allen Frost reports.
In the ancient Basilica of St. Catherine's Church, Bethlehem, the Latin Patriarch of Jerusalem conducted Christmas Mass. The church was packed as the Monsignor Beltriti broke the communion wafers and made the blessings. Those who could not get inside the church followed the Mass on a large television screen outside. Security outside was tight, and inside, plainclothes Israeli security men flanked the table where the Mass was celebrated. Peter Allen Frost, ABC News, Tel Aviv.
Israeli Prime Minister Shimon Peres made an unprecedented Christmas Eve visit to Bethlehem, making a personal appeal to Jews and Arabs to live in peace in the region. More after this.
My son started buying Topol. He was telling me how good it was, so I said, well, let me try it. Well, let's put it this way. I never smiled with my lips open. I was always conscious because they were so yellow. Yeah. My daughter always used to say, oh, your teeth are so yellow. And when I first started using Topol, I used to go and look at my teeth in the mirror all the time because they were looking so great. I liked it very much, and it left my mouth feeling good, too.
Okay, that's pretty much a typical story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it certainly is a nice feeling to know I don't have to be embarrassed about being in front of somebody. I don't have to put my hand up in front of my mouth. Now, I like to smile all the time, and sometimes my jaw just kills me from smiling.
Stop being embarrassed by ugly yellow tobacco stains on your teeth. Try Topol. And if you don't see your teeth get brighter, just return the unused portion plus proof of purchase to Jeffrey Martin, Inc. for a full refund. The address is on the box. Topol, America's number one smoker's tooth polish.
Christmas 1984 seems to be one marking a return to more traditional feelings. Not all, but most of these last-minute shoppers express that feeling in Chicago today.
Good health and peace for everybody.
Peace all over the world and stop the terrorism.
Peace on earth. That's all I wish, peace on earth.
Hey, Glado. What would I do with it? I'd buy a couple of houses.
In Philadelphia, this child's wish poses a big order for Santa.
The best thing I want for Christmas is that my mom will get well, because she's very sick. That's the best thing I would want for Christmas.
Marianne Massey has a Christmas tradition. Each year, she places a Christmas tree on the grave of Bing Crosby near Culver City, California. Crosby, who died in 1977, sang the holiday classics White Christmas and Silent Night. Marianne Massey says she began taking care of Crosby's grave when she saw no one else was. A federal arbitration panel says postal workers will get a roughly $640 a year pay hike, 2.7% in each of the next 3 years, plus cost of living increases. Newly hired postal workers will get lower starting salaries, though, beginning in mid-January. Doctors at Humana Heart Institute in Louisville, Kentucky, are now looking for another candidate for the artificial heart. Doctors say they think William Schrader is doing well enough now that the hospital could accommodate a second artificial heart recipient. No word yet on just how soon the new implant might take place. A sharpshooter aboard a helicopter fired a shot, halting the giant fan that's been pumping air into the Emery coal mine in central Utah today. Company officials say that mine and possibly the bodies of 27 miners is to be sealed up, perhaps for good. Veteran actor Peter Lawford died in a Los Angeles hospital today. He was 61. On Wall Street, Phillips Petroleum stock fell sharply in heavy trading following word the company will not be taken over by Mesa Petroleum and T. Boone Pickens. Reuters reports General Motors will boost 1985 car prices by another 2% in early January. The company won't confirm it. The Dow Jones closed for the holiday up over 11 points. This is ABC News.
Christmas shopping. Red Wing work shoes and outdoor boots make a especially thoughtful gift. They're gifts that renew your appreciation each and every time they're worn. And Red Wings are as easy to give as they are to appreciate. Stop in at your Red Wing work shoe store and pick up an attractive gift certificate that leads the way to perfect fit and selection. Or gift wrap the shoes. They'll gladly exchange them if a different size is needed. However you do it, Red Wings are a gift of comfortable feet all day, every day, for a long time to come. Choose from a complete line. Oxfords, chukkas, work boots, Pecos pull-ons, lightweight wingers, safety boots. Even Western work boots with a look of Best Dress Westerns. Give the pride and comfort that comes with wearing Red Wings. They are ready to make it easy at the Red Wing Work Shoe Stores with three convenient locations. 4008 Dixie Highway in Shively, 7208 Preston Highway in Okolona, and 1408 Eastern Boulevard in Clarksville.
Here's Chuck Taylor's Christmas Eve forecast. Cloudy, turning colder this evening with rain changing over to some light snow. There could be a brief period of sleet and freezing rain later this evening. Temperatures will drop to the low to mid-20s. Some light snow accumulation is possible. Tomorrow, Christmas Day, partly cloudy, breezy and cold, the high near 34. Then for Christmas night, clear and cold with a low near 26. For Wednesday, fair and milder with a high near 45. Officially, it's cloudy, 50 degrees at Stanford Field. Downtown, it's 47 at 84 WHAS.
Now you children better watch your P's and Q's. Hang up your clothes and clean up your room. Do everything that you're supposed to do.
Cause Santa Claus is watching you.
Dancing, Preston, Vixen, Common, Cuban, Don, and Blitzen, and Bruce, and Marvin.
Say, well, Rudolph.
Say, well, say he dislocated his hip in a twist contest, and he's all stove up in the hospital. Yeah, but we've got a swinging replacement. Say, we got the fastest steed from the sands of the Ramey Desert, baby. Say, we got Clyde the camel. And then he say, oh, Clyde, on you great camel. And Clyde say, which is camel for... Bug me, man, say I'm pulling this sled fast I can. Now you children better be good and act like all good children should. Be careful of what you say and do.
Cause Santa Claus is watching you.
And oranges, 170 ponies, 3,000 sets of drums, 7,000 comic books, and a do-it-yourself guitar course, complete with an 8x10 colorful toy, bold diddly, suitable for framing, yes. And you can hear him explain as he drove out of sight, on dashing, dancing, prancing, vixen, common, Cuban, Donovan, Blitzen, and Bruce, and Marvin, on Clyde, and Clyde say, which is camel for Merry Christmas, everybody.
Again, and a Merry Christmas to you. You're with Leonard, our special Christmas Eve edition of Kentucky and a Flashback, playing back the biggest Christmas hits of all times. Ray Stevens, Santa Claus is Watching You. That was from Christmas 1962, made the National Hot 100. And, of course, that was a follow-up to Ray's big 62 hit, Ahab the Arab. Now, in this hour, in addition to two chances to sign you up to win the Super Van, some nice little unit prizes to go along with that later this hour. We've got great Christmas music coming up from the Jackson 5, Alan Sherman, Barry Gordon, Spike Jones, the top five Christmas songs from Louisville, 1964. We'll have some fun with that this hour as we go back to Christmas, 1970.
Greeting cards have all been sent. The Christmas rush is through. But I still have one wish to make. A special one for you. Merry Christmas, darling. We're apart, that's true.
Christmas classic 1970. That made it to number one on Billboard's Special Christmas Survey. The song we're going to hear in just a second also made it to number one on Billboard's Special Christmas Survey in 1970. First, I want to congratulate Sharon Kelty, our winner of $84 last hour. Remember, more chances to sign up to register to win the Supervan coming this hour. Some nice unit prizes, some great games for Christmas to give you. In the next couple of hours, we'll have some more trivia coming up to do that. It's 7:12. That other number one Christmas single from 1970 from the Jackson 5. Is coming to town. In fact, he may be on his way across the Atlantic right now toward Kentucky, Anna. Jackson 5, 1970 version. It's been done a number of times. Bruce Springsteen recently, the Four Seasons in the 60s. That from 1970. Let's run down the Toys for Tots lineup in Louisville for 1970. Lots of great artists appearing in Louisville to help raise toys for needy children in that year. Andy Kim was in town. Another fantastic lineup. Paul Revere and the Raiders. Mark Lindsay, of course, on lead with them, and I think doing some solo numbers in 1970. Arthur Conley, Ron Dante was lead singer of the Archies, the Gentrys. Oh, from local scene, Wayne Young and Common Ground, the Fanatics, Sage, the Brothers Pride, also the Damnation of Adam Blessing appeared at the 1970 Toys for Tots show. Lots more Christmas music and fun, the biggest Christmas hits of all time. Louisville's top five Christmas hits from 1964 coming up in just a few minutes. As we turn our attention to Christmas 1963, great comedian, the late Alan Sherman, did a parody on the 12 Days of Christmas. Made it to Billboard's top five Christmas hits for 1963. That's next.
Happy Holidays.
Of Christmas, my true love gave to me a Japanese transistor radio.
On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
green polka dot pajamas
and a Japanese transistor radio.
It's a Nakashima.
On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
a calendar book with the name of my insurance man.
Green polka dot pajamas and a Japanese transistor radio.
It's the Mark IV model. That's the one that's discontinued.
On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
a simulated alligator wallet,
a calendar book with the name of my insurance man,
green polka dot pajamas,
and a Japanese transistor radio.
And it comes in a leatherette case with holes in it so you could listen right through the case.
On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
a statue of a naked lady with a clock where her stomach ought to be.
A simulated alligator wallet.
underbook with the name of my insurance man.
Read, walk it up in pajamas.
And a Japanese transistor radio.
And it has a wire with a thing on one end that you could stick in your ear and a thing on the other end that you can't stick anywhere because it's bent.
On the sixth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
a hammered aluminum nutcracker and all that other stuff.
And a Japanese transistor radio. On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
a pink satin pillow that says San Diego with fringe all around it and all that other stuff.
And a Japanese transistor radio. On the eighth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
an indoor plastic bird bath.
All that other stuff.
And a Japanese transistor radio.
On the ninth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
a pair of teakwood shower clocks.
And a Japanese transistor radio. On the tenth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
a chromium combination manicure scissors and cigarette lighter.
And a Japanese transistor radio. On the 11th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
an automatic vegetable slicer that works when you see it on television, but not when you get it home.
And a Japanese transistor radio.
On the 12th day of Christmas, although it may seem strange, on the 12th day of Christmas, I'm going to exchange an automatic vegetable slicer that works when you see it on television, but not when you get it home.
Chromium combination manicure scissors and cigarette lighter.
Pair of teakwood shower clocks.
Indoor plastic bird bath.
Pink satin pillow that says San Diego with fringe all around it.
Hammered aluminum nutcracker.
Statue of a naked lady with a clock where her stomach ought to be.
Simulated alligator wallet.
Calendar book. My insurance man.
Green pocket up pajamas. And a Japanese transistor radio.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
719, 84 WHAS with Alan Sherman, the 12 gifts of Christmas. You're with Leonard Yates, special edition of Kentucky and a Flashback. Going back to 1955 for our next Christmas hit, no less than five versions of this made the Billboard Hot 100 charts. This was the biggest version. First, I want to tell you, though, the forecast is coming up. Temperature is falling rapidly now. It's down to 43 degrees, but we don't show much precipitation out to the west of us. We'll keep an eye on it for you as we go back and listen to Barry Gordon. Gee, I hope this doesn't happen to any of you out there. 84 WHAS.
I broke my bat on Johnny's
you better be good, whatever you do, 'cause if you're bad, I'm warning you.
Well, I hope that's not describing your Christmas. Nuttin' for Christmas, the Barry Gordon version from 1955, 22 past 7. You're with Leonard. Special edition of Kentuckiana Flashback and Kentuckiana Christmas. We're going back 1 year further than that to 1954 Top 10. I'm not talking about the special Christmas chart, the regular top hits. A top four Christmas hit from Eartha Kitt. First, I want to update you on the forecast, which is calling for cloudy, turning colder this evening, rain changing over to some light snow. There could also be a period of brief sleet and freezing rain. Temperatures will drop to the low to mid-20s. Some light snow accumulation is possible. Now for tomorrow, Christmas Day, partly cloudy, breezy and cold, the high near 34. And tomorrow night, clear and cold, a low near 26. Wednesday, things look a bit better, fair and milder, with a high near 45. Now, I want to update you on what's happening. Most of the heavier rain is now to the east of Louisville. However, back to our west, we've been watching the situation closely as the cold front moves in. The temperature has dropped downtown 4 degrees in the past 20 minutes, down to 43 degrees downtown. Now, at the top of the hour, we're still showing officially cloudy skies, 50 degrees at Stanford Field. However, to our west, Evansville is reporting light snow and freezing rain with 29 degrees. Now, that light snow is too light for radar to detect, so you might want to watch out now, especially to the west of Louisville. It could get a little tricky driving out there, and we want to keep your Christmas Eve merry and bright. Again, officially 50, but I think we'll call it 43 degrees downtown at 84 WHAS.
Gee, boss, I just love the holiday season.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Shut up, Bugsy. I'm trying to pick this lock.
Sorry, boss. It's just that I love all the fun. The presents.
Oh, I love presents too, Bugsy. Other people's presents.
I wonder why people don't protect all the good stuff they get, like with...
Atlas.
Who said that?
Who said what, boss?
Oh, nothing.
Anyway, I heard this commercial on the radio about how you can buy a Yale double-cylinder deadbolt and get the second lock at half price.
Deals like that could put us out of business.
You gotta admit it, boss. It's a great gift, a gift of security. If you know somebody who needs to protect their stuff, just give them a gift certificate for installation of a Yale high-security deadbolt.
Don't tell me you can get a gift certificate, too, at you know
where. Sure, boss. You can get them at...
Atlas.
I told you not to tell me.
Get security and peace of mind. Buy a Yale double-cylinder deadbolt. Get the second lock at half price. Trust Yale locks from Atlas. Why not do it now? Call 968-5445. 968-5445.
Atlas.
Jim Mitchell. Jackie Hayes. Gary Rodemeyer. Chuck Taylor. Dave Conrad. Melissa Forsythe. Michelle Holden. Fred Wishy. Ken Schultz. Paul Rogers. Gary Montgomery. At Action 11 News, our people make the difference, and the difference is important.
Listen to 84 WHAS, and you can soon be listening to AM stereo in your car. A Pioneer AM stereo system with complete installation from Music City, worth over $400. And that's not all. The climax of the year of 84 will be the Supervan, the prize everyone wants to win, and you can. You could win one of five Pioneer AM car stereo systems, perhaps even the fabulous Supervan. It is the year of 84, WHAS.
Boom, 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 boom.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good. If you check off my Christmas list,
boom, 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 boom.
Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, one little thing I really need, the deed platinum mine, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, and fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany. I really do believe in you. Believe in me,
boom, 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 boom.
Santa baby, forgot to mention one little thing, a ring. I don't mean on the phone, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry. Tonight.
Eartha Kitt's hoping for a big Christmas. 1954, 29 past 7 at 84 WHAS. Santa Baby, top five Christmas hit that year. We've got lots more great Christmas songs coming up on our special edition of Kentucky and a Flashback. And we've got Louisville's top five Christmas songs from 1964 in just a few minutes. I would like to get somebody registered to win the Super Van. I'd also like to give you a Parker Brothers People Weekly Trivia Game. And this is from Kmart, and this is a very nice trivia game. But I need to know some information. Starting with the seventh caller, I want to know the artist who did a Christmas song I played called The 12 Gifts of Christmas. Starting with the seventh caller, if you can give me the name of that artist, I've got the Parker Brothers Trivia Game for you. I've also got you registered for the Super Van right here on the only station you need to get everything you want, including this Christmas request from 84 WHAS.
'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house don't a team pass, not even a mouse. The cheering been nasal, good snug on the floor, and Mama passed the pepper through the crack on the dough. Then Mama in the fireplace done rose up the ham, stir up the gumbo, and make bake the yam. Then out on the bayou, they got such a clatter, make sound like old Boudreaux done fall off his ladder. I run like a rabbit to got to the door, trip over the hound dog, and fall on the floor. As I look out my door in the light of the moon, I think, mind you crazy, I got old too soon. 'Cause there on the bayou, when I stretch my neck stiff, there's eight alligator a-pulling the skiff. And a little fat drover with a long poling stick, I know right away got to be old St. Nick. More faster and faster the gator they came. He whistled and hollered and called him by name. Ha Gaston, ha Thibault, ha Pierre, and I'll say Jean, Annette, Jesusette, Celeste, and Renee. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, make crawl, alligator, and be sure you don't fall. Like Tante, Flo's cat, through the treetop he fly. When the big old hound dog come run himself by. Like that up the porch, dem old gator climb, with a skiff full of toy and St. Nicholas behind. Then on top the porch roof, it sound like the hail, when all them big gator done sot down they tail. Then down the chimney, I yell with a bam, and St. Nicholas fall and sit on the yam. Sacre, he exclaimed, my pant got a hole. I done sot myself on them red hot coal. He got to his foot and jumped like a cat out to the floor where he land with a splat. He was dressed in muskrat from his head to his foot, and his clothes is all dirty with ashes and soot. A sack full of plaything he throw on his back. He looked like a burglar, and that's for a fact. His eyes, how they shine. His dimple, how merry. Maybe he'd been drink the wine from blackberry. His cheek was like rose, his nose like a cherry. On second thought, maybe he'd lap up the sherry. With snow white chin, whisker, and quivering belly, he shook when he laughed like the strawberry jelly. But a wink in his eye and a shook of his head make my confidence that I don't got to be scared. He don't do no talking, going straight to his work. Put plaything in sock and then turn with a jerk. He put both his hand there on top of his head, cast an eye on the chimney, and then he done said, with all of that fire and them burning hot flame, me, I ain't going back by the same way I came. So he run out the door and he climbed to the roof. He ain't no fool, him for to make one more goof. He jump in his skiff and crack his big whip. The gator moved down and don't make one slip. And I hear him shout loud as a splashing he go, Merry Christmas to all till I saw you some more.
Brother Bill Cody, and of course the Cajun Night Before Christmas by request from 84 WHAS. You're with Leonard Yates, special edition of Kentucky and a Flashback. This is a Kentucky and a Christmas, playing back the biggest Christmas hits of all time. I've got one going back. It was a number one national pop hit back in 1948. It charted several more times during Christmas seasons past. And then in just a few minutes, I've got a chance to register somebody else to win. We've got several prizes here coming up, and it'll get you registered for the Super Van. I've got a W.W. Cousins Perfect Burger. But first, I want to congratulate Eugene Turner of Clarksville. He picked up the Parker Brothers People Weekly Trivia Game from Kmart. That's a very nice trivia game. And Eugene's registered to win the Super Van now, $25,000. One more chance to register someone this hour as we turn it back to Christmas, 1948. Yeah, I was about 1 or 2 years old, I must admit, Christmas 1948. This went to number one. I wasn't even looking for one tooth, I don't think. Here's Spike Jones and the City Slickers.
Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. Suddenly I heard a strange noise down below. So in my flannel pajamas, I went tippy-toe. I could see your statement from the spot where I stood. So I slid down the banister just as fast as I could. All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth, my two front teeth, see my two front teeth. Gee, if I could only have my two front teeth, then I could wish you Merry Christmas.
Christmas at 1948. All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth. Spike Jones, the City Slickers. Here with Leonard Yates, our special Christmas edition of Kentucky and a Flashback from 84 WHAS, right here in Louisville, Kentucky. 22 before 8. Christmas Eve going strong out there. We want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas. We're ready for one of our features tonight on the show, and that being the top five Christmas songs, just the way they were in Louisville, based on the old top 40 charts locally, Christmas 1964. Yeah, I'd listen closely because I do want to register somebody else a little bit later this hour to win the Super Van. Get you registered for that. And I do have a nice unit prize, a WW Cousins Perfect Burger Dinner for someone a little bit later this hour. And some of this information about the top five Christmas hits in Louisville from 1964 just might come in handy in a bit. Number five song was from the Beach Boys. Their Christmas album was released that year. Now, Little Saint Nick, I played earlier, was released as a single in 63. The album was released in 1964, and they released the second single, The Man with All the Toys. That's up next on the Flashback.
84 WHAS is constantly keeping you up on the time and latest temperature. But if you want it instantly, we'll help you do that too. Just dial the 84 WHAS time and temp line, 585-5961. That's 585-5961 for the current time and temperature. Constantly or instantly, take your pick. It's a service of 84 WHAS.
Someone found a lighted house late one night, and he saw through the window a sight.
Five Christmas song in Louisville, 1964. You're with Leonard on Kentucky and a Flashback special edition on Christmas Eve. I tell you, 19 before 8. The number four song was originally done in the late 40s, early 50s by Bing Crosby and Carol Richards, but the big version in 1964 was by none other than Al Martino. Remember, he had a lot of hits in the mid to late 1960s. The 64 version of Silver Bells, number four, from 84 WHAS.
City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air, there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile. And on every street corner you hear silver bells, silver bells. It's Christmas time in the city. City street lights, even stop lights, blinker brights, red and green, as the shoppers rush home with their treasures. Hear the snow crunch, see the kids bunch, this is Santa's big scene. And above all this bustle, you hear silver bells.
Simeon Corral, the number three Christmas hit in Louisville back for Christmas 1964. That's what we're doing right now, playing back Louisville's top five Christmas hits for that year. Exactly 20 Christmases ago on a special edition of Kentucky and a Flashback. Let's review the acts that were in town for the 1964 edition of the Toys for Tots show. Not quite as extensive a lineup in 1964 as we had in some of the later shows I've given you. Dickie Lee was in town that year. Dale Ward, Louisville's own Monarchs, were hot that year after their national hit, Look Homeward Angel. Archie Campbell and Hank Cochran, a couple of country acts in for the Toys for Tots 1964 edition. Say, I'd like to register someone to win the Supervan, $25,000 worth, and give you a coupon by mail for a WW Cousins Perfect Burger dinner. Tell you what I'm going to do. I'll start with the fifth caller. If you can tell me the number four Christmas hit in Louisville in 1964, I just played that one before the little drummer boy, starting with the fifth caller, I want to know the title of the number four Christmas hit in Louisville from 1964. Right now, we're going right ahead to the number two Christmas hit in Louisville. It had been around since 1957 when it had made it into the top 10 on the National Hot 100. Also made it to number one 1 year on the special Billboard Christmas Top 10. We're talking about none other than Bobby Helm. Little Jingle Bell Rock from 84 WHAS.
Square in the
Bobby Helms, Jingle Bell Rock, number 2 Christmas hit in Louisville 20 years ago today. As you're with Leonard, special edition of Kentucky in a Flashback on a Christmas Eve, wishing you the merriest of Christmases at 10 before 8. We've got that number 1 Christmas hit 20 years ago coming up, plus the forecast. Plus, I want to congratulate Lewis, I believe it's Schmuckel of Louisville, and he has just been registered for the Super Van. He's got a coupon coming out for a W.W. Cousins Perfect Burger Dinner. We want to congratulate Lewis tonight. Let's take a look at that forecast. And by the way, there are more chances coming up to register in the 8 to 9 hour. And then from 9 on tonight until 6 tomorrow morning, we have continuous, nonstop Christmas music coming your way just to brighten your holiday a bit. That forecast may be a bit touchy this evening. Tonight, cloudy, turning colder with rain changing over to some light snow. There also could be a period of brief sleet and freezing rain. Temperatures will drop to a low in the mid-20s. Some light snow accumulation is possible, according to Chuck Taylor this evening. Tomorrow, Christmas Day, partly cloudy, breezy, and cold, the high near 34. For Christmas evening and night, clear and cold with a low near 26. Wednesday looks better, fair, and milder with a high near 45. Officially at Sanford Field at 7 p.m., we had 50 degrees, cloudy skies. I think we can just cancel that out. The latest temperature downtown at 84 WHAS was 41. Some light freezing rain and snow was reported to our west. However, it has ended at Evansville. It's too light for radar to detect, so we'll just have to watch. Be careful if you're out this evening. It's one of those situations we may get some, we may luck out. We'll watch for that. So currently, we have falling temperatures, 41 degrees downtown at 84 WHAS.
The Dawhair's Christmas Shopping Advantage. Unique gifts this year at substantial savings. And the accent is on furs. Furs for every occasion. Long ones in mink, the ultimate luxurious gift. Available in several styles and lengths. And Blue Fox. Dawhair's is the headquarters for all fur values this year because we've made a commitment to quality and savings. So the selection of size and color is always at its best during this holiday season. Come in and see all the furs for the best Christmas she'll ever remember. And Dawhair's gives you great accessories and fine clothing gift ideas for all the special people on your list this year. Just give us your list and sizes, and our people will do the rest to help you finish your shopping with ease. That's the Dawhair's Christmas Shopping Advantage.
No one does it better. Dawhair's.
In the mall at St. Matthew's.
Amy, you've been standing by your mailbox for days.
Oh, just waiting for that friendly old man who carries the big bag over his shoulder.
You don't believe in Santa Claus.
No, the mailman. I'm waiting for my publisher's clearinghouse sweepstakes. I could win $2 million.
Tis the season to get your publisher's clearinghouse sweepstakes. So check your mail for the envelope with our house on it.
Gee, I hope I get one, too.
Have you been a good girl?
There's no place like our house.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue just thinking.
Blue Christmas, originally released in 1957, re-released on 45 in 1964, and that was the number one Christmas hit in Louisville for Christmas 1964. Let me recap those briefly at 5 before 8. Number 5 was The Man with All the Toys, The Beach Boys. Number 4, Silver Bells, Al Martino. 3, Little Drummer Boy, Harry Simeon Corral. Number 2, Jingle Bell Rock, Bobby Helms. And number 1, Blue Christmas by Elvis. The top 5 Christmas hits in Louisville for 1964. Stick around, lots more great Christmas hits over the past 30 years. Some more novelty hits coming up in the 8 to 9 o'clock hour. This is kind of a borderline big Christmas hit, 1958, for Augie Rios. Donde Esta Santa Claus?
Mamacita.
Rios, Christmas 1958. You're with Leonard Yates, special edition of Kentuckiana Flashback. It's 2 ahead of 8 ABC News at 8. In the third hour of a Kentuckiana Christmas, we're going to have Christmas music from the Chipmunks, the Chad Mitchell Trio, Brenda Lee, Nat King Cole, Gene Autry, Jimmy Boy, just to name a few. Right now, the 1960 variation of Jingle Bells, Santo and Johnny's Twistin' Bells. Holidays from 84 WHAS Radio Louisville. It's 8 p.m. ABC News is next.
From ABC News, I'm John Grimes.